Thad, Yama.
Yeah, honey.
You know the way you talk and act, the people would think that Mad Live was the worst thing in this world.
Well, man, do you mean to tell me there's anything worse than that?
Just a melody, home and harmony, music that would cheer when you're lonely.
Move it a little closer, friends, for a quarter hour of good listening. Yes, it's Southland Echoes, starring the Homeland Harmony Quartet, the Jones Sisters, and your favorite comedy team, Jam Up and Honey. We're coming your way with the best wishes of the makers of that friendly laxative Black Draught and Guard Your Eye for Women.
Listen while we sing, have the trees let us bring, by singing Homeland Harmony.
And here is a popular favorite of today and yesterday, Wayside Wells.
Travelers upon your journey through this desert land, keep traveling along with courage over hills and dales. Though you often thirsty grow while plodding through the sand, the long road, long wayside wells.
So pass along, ye pilgrim,
there a wayside well.
There
a wayside well, on the shining road to glory land.
Back glory land, and there the
weary and the sad may stop and drink and be made glad.
As they go to that bright strand,
and the golden strand, yes, there a well of faith and love.
Well
of faith and love, and if we stop and drink our thirsty quell. Oh, what a privilege divine to satisfy your soul and mind.
Drinking at the wayside well.
At the wayside well.
There
a wayside well, on the shining road to glory land.
Back glory land, and there the
weary and the sad may stop and drink and be made glad.
As they go to that bright strand,
and the golden strand, yes, there a well of faith and love.
Well of faith and love,
and if we stop and drink our thirsty quell. Oh, what a privilege divine to satisfy your soul and mind.
Drinking at the wayside well.
Parents, listen closely to this conversation, for it may prove to be valuable to you.
Betty, I've finally discovered a laxative my children will take without fussing. Syrup of Black Draught.
Good for you. And thanks for the tip. I'll buy some today for mine.
Friends, you might do as many thousands of parents have done, and switch to Syrup of Black Draught for your child. You see, Syrup of Black Draught has been made especially with the needs of children in mind. That's why it has such a spicy, pleasant taste, which your child will probably like, and which should help eliminate many of those unpleasant scenes that often occur when a child has to take a laxative. That's also why it has won the seal of approval from thousands of satisfied parents. Syrup of Black Draught is made by the makers of Reliable Old Black Draught, the friendly laxative you have known for so long. Got a bottle of Syrup of Black Draught for your child today. And now let's listen to Jam Up and Honey.
You know something, Jam Up, you done all over and told me last week that you was going to get mad. And now then I find out that you was still a single man.
Yeah, I decided to stay a single there after I done figured that marriage was too much like arithmetic, honey.
What do you mean too much like the arithmetic?
Just what I said. I can prove it, too.
Well, go on, Steeplehead, go on.
Now, for example, when you take a wife, You know what that is, don't you?
No, you started this. You go ahead and tell
me. That's addition.
Uh-huh.
Then you start raising the family. Now, what's that?
Okay, what's that?
That's multiplication, you see.
Yeah,
If someone was to steal your wife, what heading would that come under now?
I'll guess with you. What heading would it come under?
Now, that's subtraction.
Yeah, and that would naturally cause a divorce, wouldn't it?
Right, my good man. You right as a rabbit, and that is what we call division, you see.
Now then, when you get to divorce, you naturally pay a little alimony.
Sure, dollar down and a share for a month, yeah, that's all right.
Now what would alimony have to do with arithmetic?
Partial payments, honey, partial payments, that's what it is.
You know that one thing about marriage, you ain't spoke nothing
what's
up.
What's that now?
That's a mother-in-law.
Nah, that is what I would call high mathematics. You can't figure her out, that's all it is to it.
Well, tell me one thing, is you got yourself a job now?
I got one, but I don't know how long I gonna keep it. I got lumbago or something.
Yeah, well, I can tell you what'll sure cure that.
What's that?
One of those good electric baths.
Ah, big boy, you ain't talking to me.
No?
I had a brother took one of them things down his Sing Sing, and he died. And now here come the Jones sisters up here, and I to do a pretty little number called, I Hate to See You Go.
hate to see you go away and leave me, for we have been sweethearts so long. I guess it would be better, though it grieves me, to think how I'll miss you when you're gone. Though, sweetheart, I want you to be happy, how I'll miss you, dear, you'll never know. But if you think it best, there's nothing I can do, I guess. So I'll just say I hate to see you go. All I have is just a memory of you, and a photograph, dear, of your eyes so blue. You said you'd always love me, but I knew I'd have to pay. And now that you are leaving, here's all that I can say. I hate to see you go away and leave me, for we have been sweethearts so long. I guess it would be better, though it grieves me, to think how I'll miss you when you're gone. So, sweetheart, I want you to be happy. How I'll miss you, dear, you'll never know. But if you think it best, there's nothing I can do, I guess. So I'll just say I hate to see you go.
Miss Martha Johnson, the ladies are waiting.
Dear friends, this is Martha Johnson. Let's eavesdrop for a moment in a conversation between two of your neighbors.
Tell me, Frances, is Martha Johnson's book titled Hints for Women as good as everyone says?
I should say it is, Phyllis. It not only explains about the card UI plan, but it answers so many questions.
Yes, ladies, my book Hints for Women answers many questions asked every day by women all over the country. And it's yours without cost. It offers sound advice on the proper diet for expectant mothers, common sense rules for teenage girls and women in the middle age period. This book explains in detail how the card UI plan may be of help to women and girls at certain times and under certain conditions. It's a book written by women for women. The makers of card UI want you to have a copy. Just print your name and address on a postcard and mail it to Martha Johnson, care of this station. Do it right now. And remember, never accept a substitute for card UI.
Now then, and here's the Jones sisters again with a mighty pretty little waltz tune, and the title of it is My Mother's Waltz.
My mother's waltz, go to sleep, my baby, don't you cry. My mother's waltz is the one I heard in days gone by. That will always be young. It's still the sweetest story that's ever been sung. My mother's waltz will live forever in my heart. From the land of memory comes a simple melody. I can see a face so dear, and once more I seem to hear my mother's waltz. My mother's waltz is the one I heard in days gone by. Though the song is old, it will always be young. It's still the sweetest story that's ever been sung. My mother's waltz will live forever in my heart.
Honey, you know where I can get me a job?
Now, look here, John. If you mean to tell me that you's out of work again...
Well, now, if I wasn't, I sure wouldn't be hunting a job, I tell you that.
Yeah, well, what happened to the job you done had yesterday?
Well, the man just hauled off and stopped my payday, that's
oh,
all.
Oh, now, there you go. How come the man to stop your pay?
Well, I think firing me might have had a little something to do with it. I don't know.
It must have. It must have.
That man was too much of a slave-driving type to suit me. He just...
They would, huh?
Yeah, he dogged all us men's around something terrible.
That bad?
Yesterday. Yesterday, some man jumped off the high bridge close by where we was working, and the poor man was in that mud plumb up to his ankles, and the boss man wouldn't let us go out there and get him out the mud. Now, ain't that
well,
something?
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If the man was just stuck in that mud up to his ankles... How come he didn't walk out?
Cause the wrong end was up.
Nevers, it would be a miracle if you went fishing and the first time you threw in your line, you hooked a prize catch. And if you're suffering from an iron deficiency anemia, don't expect miracles to happen the first time you try Zyrone, the modern tonic. Now, an iron deficiency anemia means the red blood cells in your body are weak in quality, need building up. And Zyrone is a tonic that works steadily to help you overcome this. This is what Zyrone will give you. A tonic dose of iron to help build up the quality of the red blood cells if you're lacking iron. Zyrone also gives you 3 times the minimum daily requirement of vitamin B1 to improve your appetite if you're lacking B1. In addition, Zyrone supplies the minimum daily requirement of vitamin B2, niacin, and helpful quantities of calcium and phosphorus. Remember, no tonic, not even Zyrone, works overnight. Zyrone is a medicine, not a miracle. Get Zyrone, spelled Z-Y-R-O-N-E, from your druggist today, and start the Zyrone 4-week test. Time again to hear from the Homeland Harmony Quartet, this time singing, I'm Gonna Cling to the Cross Till I Die.
Seems so heavy and my load is hard to bear.
I'm gonna cling.
He has promised if I serve him, he will light and never care.
I'm gonna cling
to the cross till Jesus sets me free. I promised I would serve him if he brought the light to me. I'm gonna cling to the cross till I die, till I die. When the clouds hang low and heavy and my body's racked with pain,
I'm gonna cling.
Jesus is my guide and captain, and his sunshine follows rain.
I'm gonna cling
to the cross till Jesus sets me free. I promised I would serve him if he brought the light to me. I'm gonna cling to the cross till I die, till I die. I'm gonna cling to the cross till Jesus sets me free. I promised I would serve him if he brought the light to me. I'm gonna cling to the cross till I die, till I die.
Thank you.